on Talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Tito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Big Brother Canada 11 update for the daily drops that aren't daily. I'm your host, Trent Armstrong, and for all we know, this is the final update of the season. Maybe there's one more tomorrow. Maybe there's not. We don't know. I don't know. But with me today to talk about this drop is Booyah. How you doing, Booyah?
Doing well. This very well could be the last one. And honestly, I think it should be the last one. I think we're good. I think we've got the lowdown now moving forward.
Yeah. There's not much here to update you on. This was about a 40-minute drop. And we don't even have confirmation of who won the final four HOH, although I do heavily suspect that I know the winner of the final four HOH. So we'll talk about that. And we'll talk about that.
That's it. That's pretty much it. Yeah, I think there are 95% we can confirm who won it. I think so.
So basically, we didn't get confirmation, but we did get all four of the final four in the HOH room eating Wendy's, talking about how they met Rachel Riley, who delivered them the Wendy's. They all got to meet Rachel Riley, and they're all eating Wendy's. But the primary thing for me here is that during this conversation, when they finish the Wendy's, Ty says, thank you for sharing this meal with me. And Anika says, thank you for sharing it with us. And Daniel says, yes, thank you for sharing. And thank you for bringing Rachel Riley, Ty. And just like the, you know, general sort of vibe, gave me the impression that, that Ty is the one that won the HOH, got the Wendy's, shared it with everyone. And that Ty has won the final four HOH.
Yeah, I feel like if Ty had not won, I don't think he'd be as chipper as he was here. I feel like he would be definitely a little bit more, because I mean, you know, this is someone who's pretty much been safe since what, final 10. So that energy is carried on. I feel like if he was not safe, I don't think he'd be chilling the way he was. I felt like he was a lot more comfortable than he would have been otherwise. That combined with the fact that they said, thank you for bringing her to us, I think was a big indicator that, that this was, Rachel was brought in by him, which makes him the HOH.
Yes. In addition to that, I saw Daniel like putting clothes away in the bedroom. Typically, if you win the HOH, you would be doing clothes in the HOH room, presumably because you are living there. He also talked about how, when talking about Rachel Riley, he's like, yeah, when I come back, maybe I'll get to be the comp beast for once. And then later he's like, I hugged Rachel. Hopefully I can get some of her energy because I'm not winning comps. So definitely big Daniel didn't win energy Daniel, in my opinion. Even though he was quite chipper as well, I think he was just high from meeting Rachel.
I mean, one of two people out of the four people in that house who would know who Rachel is, and actually like the one that really, really knows who Rachel is because that was the first season he saw. Yes. I think this to me felt like the early campaign of I'm useless. Ha 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 ha. I can't win anything. Take me to the final three. So I felt like that was the early campaign. So I definitely do not think he won that.
Yes. So definitely big Ty has won this competition vibes. Of course, that would mean that all four of them are going to compete in the final four veto. If Ty is the HOH, then I presume that Daniel or Anika, if they were to win, they would evict Claudia. If Claudia were to win, I think I'm not entirely sure what she would want, but I assume that Ty still wants Daniel to stay. And given that I don't even know for sure what Claudia would want in the first place, I have to assume that she will probably just do that. But it is theoretically possible that she pushes to take out Daniel, same thing. If Ty were to win HOH and give Claudia the vote, I think even more so, she would be willing to just basically do what he wants. If Ty won and, you know, Claudia said the wrong thing, then maybe he gives the vote to somebody else. Who knows? But what we're probably looking at, as we expected, is either Claudia or Anika leaving, depending on which duo wins the veto. That's pretty much what we got.
Yeah, that's what we have for you here. I do think, based on the trend we've seen in the last couple of weeks, that Claudia will probably do exactly what Ty wants. I would think even that's the right move for her regardless. I feel like if she somehow gets to the end and cuts Ty, sits with Daniel, I like her odds better than sitting with Anika, maybe, just based on some of the perceptions we've seen in the house, in the jury house developing. But also, that could still be very fluid. But that's pretty much all we got. Who wins the veto? Who goes home?
Yeah. And given that the HOH competition was a straight up quiz, we're probably looking at something physical. We're probably looking at another tie win. His days are clearly now, 5 days ago, they were pretty bad. Everyone has been kind enough to fill him in on what he didn't know. And now he has beaten them in his HOH competition. So here we are. I did talk to Renee this morning. Check out the exit interview with Renee, of course. She was lowest on Anika, for what it's worth.
Okay.
And said between Daniel and Claudia, kind of a toss-up. And she doesn't like Ty, but she has to give it to him. And it's like, you don't have to, but
you don't have to anything.
That's fine. worth noting, I think that she's been in the jury house for a couple of days. I would assume that this is, information informed by conversations already had with the jury. Which I think is particularly interesting because I do think that she left the house more pro-Daniel, more anti-Ty. And I think now that she's potentially been in the jury house for a couple of days, less high on Daniel, more high on Ty, which would not surprise me if that were the case.
Yeah, I do think being in that house, hearing everyone's opinions, especially if you know, the majority have a very similar opinion, you might change your mind a little bit. And I do think that's probably where that went. I haven't listened to the exit interview yet. I'll be checking that out after this, but that all like lines up for me.
Yes. So that's what we got from that. that's pretty much it. I mean, Daniel was the only one who knew who Rachel Riley was. He was explaining who she was, what she did. They were like, oh yeah, they got this show in the US. He's like, yeah, for like 25 seasons. They're like, wow.
Yeah. My favorite thing was finding out, oh wow. So her seasons were 12 years ago. And then Anika says something to the effect of, wow, she's like committed being a part of the fandom this whole time then. And then Daniel's like, yeah, you know, people stick around. And she's like, probably won't be me. Like, she's going to punch your ticket out of Big Brother after this season. I think she's gone. It's done.
Oh, boy. Well, so that's pretty much what we had. Anything else that you wanted to talk about, Puya?
Straight up, I would love to. But even the speculative talk, we've already nailed, right? We already said the veto scenarios. We kind of know what's going to happen at a final two with all these combinations. I think based on the exit interviews alone, feels pretty straightforward. And this could very well be our last one, Taryn, because unless they give us one, because if they give us one tomorrow, that's not even going to give us the veto results. So that would mean they'd have to give us one on Monday for us to have veto results. And I feel like they're not gonna at that point. This feels like the end.
It could be. If it is, congratulations, Ty.
Yeah,
it's over.
Yeah, it's taking a lot, not even to, as a joke, do the ball game hand gesture. So I'm not going to do that. But I mean, it feels like ball game. I hate that we're here, but ball game, the ball game thing worked. And also, you know, not for nothing, but Rob being a 2-time draft winner too. How did we let this happen?
Oof.
How did we get here?
Well,
yeah. On that somber note.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today. Of course, we will be live in Toronto next week. But before that, Puya has got you covered because he will be manning the ship. He will be given the keys. Can you spin around in your chair, maybe?
I can't. I'm going to practice a couple of chair squats as well, just in case I need to jump up, get my bathing suit ready. You know, it's going to be a good time.
Yes. So tune in with Puya for the episode recaps for Tuesday and Wednesday. As of right now, the plan is still to stream the live finale recap, even though they have changed the time on us.
Script flip last second is wild to me.
So it'll be quite late on Thursday night for the finale, but we will do our best to get a recap in live in person in Toronto. But it'll still be a good time. And we'll still have some time afterward to, you know, hang out and have some fun. So tune in for all of that. And we'll have a roundtable on Monday as well. And that's pretty much what we've got for you for the end of this season. We're almost there.
Almost done.
Yeah, just like hang in there for just a little bit more. We're going to get through this. All right. As always, you can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. We'll be playing some games this weekend. I'll be trying to go live for the episodes while I'm in Toronto on my phone, but we'll see. Who knows if it works. And then, you know, we'll see if there's any big reactions like last season. I doubt it. So
feels like less likely this time around, but who knows?
Check out the Survivor Stock Watch I did with Brendan yesterday. We talked about this week's episode of Survivor. Head over to Twitter at Armstrong Taren. Puya, what do you got going on?
Well, people can find me on Twitter at Puyaism, twitch.tv/Puya. We have fun content coming this weekend, starting with tonight at 10 p.m. live on Twitch. So find me on twitch.tv/Puya, of course. Podcast, I'm going to quick fire it. 9 Day Fiance, Masked Singer, and Bel Air had all those podcasts dropped this week. I had Kirsten on for 90 Day. Leon and I held it on a Masked Singer. Chappelle and I finished Bel Air on post-show recaps. Next week, like Taren said, I will be holding down the fort for the Big Brother recaps on Tuesday and Wednesday. So that's going to be a good time. And then I'll be holding it down over on Big Deck Energy, our Below Deck podcast. Rob will not be there. Obviously, he'll be in Toronto. So I'll be there with Sasha to have some fun there. And if you're still looking to get tickets for the BB Can show, it should be available. robiswebsite.com/Toronto.
Yeah. If you've got nothing to do on Thursday night, from 9 to 11.
Because I can't do it. Go. Do it for me.
All right. Thank you all again for joining us here today and potentially this season. I'll see you next time.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.